Meanwhile, Eskom CEO Andre Durete is on his way back to the country to address the ongoing load shedding. He was scheduled to address a roundtable on the energy transition at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow this afternoon. Eskom is facing increased pressure to keep the country's lights on following its implementation of Stage 4 load shedding. There are also calls from various sectors for Durete and Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan to account for the rolling blackouts. Energy Minister Gwede Mantashe says the cost of the ongoing blackouts in the country is unbearable to the economy. He was speaking at the African Energy Week conference at the waterfront in Cape Town. Corbin August reports.
South Africans have been bearing the brunt of rolling blackouts in recent weeks due to load shedding. This, as Eskom struggles to generate enough capacity to sustain the national electricity grid. During a media briefing, Mantashe said that Eskom's functions need to be optimized in order to improve energy security in the country. His department is also now running various procurement processes in order to source additional energy that can be added to the national grid.
Action SA leader Herman Mashaba has described differences